Coming to you on some serious tape delay via a podcast near you. From that hockey hotbed of San Jose, California, it's Dudes on Hockey.
He is now accepting callers, he is calling me Dude!
And now, your hosts, Mike and Doug.
That was the Sharks tonight, dude, in game two.
Oh.
We're less than 10 minutes away from the end of the game. We're recording this right away just to get the thoughts out. I'm going to try not to be as negative as I was after game five, when the Sharks lost that one. And I said that Sharks weren't even money to win the series, and they squeaked out a victory in game seven, so I was wrong about that. I'm not going to make another rash judgment here.
Good,
as much as I might want to.
I know. There's a lot of people jumping off the Sharks boat tonight.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Yes.
Are going to be jumping off, and hopefully the listeners are going to stay on board with us here. Mm-hmm. Although it's mighty hard to cling on after watching the effort tonight, dude, a 7-3, just total beating in Vancouver that didn't start off so bad. And, you know, you can make a lot of excuses. The Sharks, victim of some real tough luck in terms of, you know, two high-sticking penalties. One of them is a four-minute penalty that goes uncalled.
Right.
And anything the Sharks do gets called. Everything.
It seems like it.
You know, and that's not an excuse.
I think the penalty
losing the series.
Yeah, the penalty that Danny Heatley drew was pretty weak, I thought, but that was the gift of the game for the Sharks. But it seems like Vancouver got more gifts. But you're right, that wasn't even close to carry over or to make up for the way the Sharks played in that game, or maybe should we say the way that the Canucks played? Because was this more of a game where the Canucks just crushed the Sharks, or was this the Sharks wilting? Which do you think it is?
It's tough because I feel like we saw how hard they played in game seven, and you know, the super fan side of me is wondering, you know, the Sharks seem to respond best when they're under absolute bottom pressure, and being down 2-0, that might be where we're going to see the best game of the series from them,
right?
On Friday night, you know, they're going to show up hopefully and have a great effort.
Mm-hmm.
Problem is they're not even like that. They're not even anywhere close to playing their game. Like,
yeah,
it's appeared in flashes, but it's hard when you've really only got one line running. Like,
yeah,
one line is well. I mean, well, Ben Eager's there, but
right,
he's just taking penalties.
Oh, he's there.
Four minor penalties tonight. Four.
And he should have got a major for that board. I think he should have got a major.
Does
for
Ben
that.
Eager play on Friday night?
No, I don't
no?
think so. Well,
McClellan kept putting him out there.
That's true. That's true. You know, I don't mind him trying to make something happen. Obviously, some of those penalties were really, really stupid. I mean, the one at the end against LaPierre, I mean, the game's already out of hand. Who cares? I thought the one before that I think put the Canucks up two goals, was really sort of the backbreaker. That was really the bad one, because the Canucks were up 3-2. The Sharks had some chances to score and tie the game, couldn't convert. Then Eager sort of takes the penalty, saps some momentum, and the Canucks' power play continues to roll. They scored five power play goals tonight. You know,
McClellan, they scored five power play goals.
They scored five power play goals tonight.
Well, that's inexcusable. That's mm-hmm. disgusting.
Yeah, and the thing is, as bad as, you know, people said, oh, Niemi played well, but he's not going to like his stats. I think that's what the announcer said. I would put maybe the last goal on Niemi, the one that sort of trickled through. And the thing is, if that puck turns over on its flat face and doesn't roll, the puck stops in the crease.
Right.
So part of that's bad luck. There's just a lot of bad bounces for the Sharks here, but he should have had that one. I wouldn't say he should have had any of the others. How many open guys were in the slot unmarked?
Over and over again, dude. Over and over again. It's the same play.
Yeah.
It's the same play.
You go high to low, and you cut back, and there's a guy between the circles for an open one-timer.
It's wildly predictable at this point.
Yeah.
And the Sharks still continually get caught. You know,
right.
Well, where'd he come from?
Right.
You know, Mitchell got caught. Marlowe got caught when BX activated. You know, he had they weren't even looking for it.
Mm-hmm.
And they were doing it to him in game one. Dude, I've got three problems right now
with
how the Sharks are playing. The first one was, and this was not the only time this happened, but the one that stood out to me, I was absolutely livid over Logan Couture's failed clear in the first period on the penalty kill that then led to the goal that tied the game.
Right.
You know, that I was beside myself. He's trying to do some sort of cute move, put the puck through the guy's legs and go around him when they're trying to kill a penalty. What are you doing?
I don't know.
It is just really bad. And then he got called for too many men on the ice tonight too.
Right.
Logan Couture, great goal. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But two stupid plays tonight. Just really bonehead plays. And he wasn't alone, dude.
No.
They've got to stop. They can't. We talked about the key to the series is taking advantage of your opportunities.
Right.
Well, we had two power play opportunities tonight. We scored both times.
Right.
How many did they have?
A lot.
A lot. And they scored five times, dude.
I know.
Like that, you can't let an elite team like that have gimme opportunities.
And they got a lot of them.
Gosh, dude. It's just so frustrating.
I know.
The other thing is that it's game two of the Western Conference Finals. And I feel like I don't feel like the effort is there. Do you see the 60-minute effort?
No, it seems like a letdown. It seems like a letdown over Detroit. I'm projecting maybe my own feelings to a certain extent upon the Sharks. But in a way, I sort of felt like, wow, we really dodged a bullet against Detroit. That could have been a really embarrassing situation, which would have put the Sharks in the history books for all time if they blew that series. It's like, whoo, dodged a bullet. Oh, wait, there's a game going? Oh, crap. You know? And then the next thing you know, they play well for stretches. I like the way they play at specific periods. There hasn't been anything close to a protracted sequence where the Sharks consistently dictate play. It seems like it's back and forth. The Sharks look great for a little while, and then all of a sudden it goes the other way. And it always seems to go the other way after the Sharks score. So I guess my new advice to the Sharks is don't score anymore. And then and then Vancouver won't have these great stretches in the zone. That's almost what I feel like. It's like, okay, you see the goal. Okay, now I'm waiting for the domination coming the other way. Yep, there it goes. Two goals in 30 seconds or whatever it was tonight. It's just so frustrating. Dude, I was compiling some stats. Madly, I have random numbers written on my pad. You probably don't know what they mean. Here's what it means. The Sharks have now played in 15 postseason games. They have outscored the opposition three times in 15 games in the third period.
What's the total goal count?
12 to 20.
Jeez.
Okay. The Sharks have been outscored 20 to 12. I thought it'd be worse. It was 4-1 tonight. 0-2 in game one. And the Sharks outscored Detroit 1-0 in games 1 and 3 of that series. And they outscored the Kings 3-1 in game 4 of that series. So that means the Sharks have outscored the opposition 3 times in 15 games, and the Sharks have been outscored 6 times in 15 games in the third period.
So it's 6-1 in this series so far in the third period?
It is 6-1 in the third period.
Yeah, and that one goal was that one at the end where Eager basically assaulted Luongo and then told him all about it afterwards for his third minor penalty.
As much as I understand how people would be really mad, Canucks fans especially, I mean, if I was on the other side, I would think that was a real cheapy move, and I would want my defenseman to go and regulate on Eager at that moment. And by the same token, how is that a penalty exactly? I mean, I've watched a lot of hockey in my life, okay, a lot, and I have never seen a penalty for trash talking.
Well, you're basically marked man tonight. Eager was every time he stepped on the ice, he took a penalty.
It seemed like it.
And so anything he did, they were looking for him to make a mistake. This is the other thing that really pissed me off tonight, dude. The Sharks got a second icing call in a row. They have the opportunity. I think it's 5-2 at this point. It's still bad.
It's bad.
There's still 6 minutes left. You've got an icing. You've had the Sedins out there for a couple extended shifts. They're still out there. They have the draw in the Vancouver zone. They send out Nickel, Ferriero, and Eager. They lose the draw, and the Sedins come down and completely dominate them.
Right.
And score.
Right.
I can't. What is McClellan doing?
I don't understand.
I can't understand that. It's like he just didn't care.
He just threw in the towel.
And threw in the towel and didn't even try. That really pissed me off. I don't get that. You can't. I don't care what the score is. You're going to put out those three guys.
On purpose?
On purpose. He put them out on purpose.
Right.
Oh, man. Just, I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something. Maybe I'm wrong. But
Nickel's been a good face-off guy. But you're talking, you know, in terms of odds, you're talking to an 11-10 advantage. If you're lucky, that's a 55-45 split, which is a pretty dominating performance in the face-off dot. So you're talking to 11-10 split. But if you lose that draw, you're completely up, you know, poopy creek there.
Do what you've done many times. They put Nickel out there with Thornton and Marlowe.
Right.
Or, you know, you've got three centers out there. Someone gets tossed and you have the other guy in there. It's just basically like conceding the game.
Right.
Which I just thought that was weak. That was just a weak move. And you know what, dude? I wasn't that upset downstairs. But now that we're talking about it, I'm mad. I am upset, dude.
Yeah.
They are better than this, than how they play tonight. It's just embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
It's an embarrassing game, an embarrassing outing all along for the Sharks. And
how do we fix it?
I don't. You know what? The problem is, I don't know. The problem is, I don't know. I mean, we need a whole lot of different. The thing is, it's so funny. You know, the meme now is not Joe Thornton is playing bad and he's not a playoff performer. He's the one keeping the Sharks in the game. Let's be completely honest.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, from my perspective, I love that. I mean, this is a way that you would want your captain and best player to play. There is no doubt Joe Thornton is the Sharks' best player right now, and it's not even close. It's not even close. But the problem is that all these secondary players, you mentioned Heatley and, you know, Klo clearly is not himself. He's clearly not 100%. There's something wrong with him physically. He's got plenty of the friskiness that he always has, you know, trying to get into a fight with a completely unwilling participant in Max LaPierre tonight, which I appreciate in its own way. But I would much rather Klo was effective playing the hockey game as opposed to, you know, trying to, you know, disturb something after the whistle. So there's a lot of guys sort of riding in the truck, you know, riding in the cart right now and not pushing the cart. And it seems like Thornton's the only one really pushing the cart. Thornton and Niemi are pushing the cart, and it seems like almost everybody else is riding in the cart.
Well, I think, you know, with exception, Couture has been driving.
Right.
Pavelski,
but
thought.
But then he shoots the tire out and gives the cart a flat tire when he makes those kinds of plays.
That was a really bad play. He had two bad plays tonight, but you're not seeing him be on the opposite end of those types of plays very often. That third line that was so good against Detroit, non-existent.
Yeah.
Just completely non-existent against Vancouver. You're not seeing them hold possession, cycle. That's not working. I mean, that matchup against Torres and LaPierre, not working.
No, it's not.
Not working at all. And I don't know what they need to do here. You know, as the answer, you got to switch up the lines a little bit. We're sort of grasping at straws at this point. I still believe that the Sharks can be competitive in this series and that if they win game three, they have a shot to win this series still. I still believe that. And they're totally capable of winning game three. But it's going to be a stressful evening at the Tank. I mean, people...
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah.
People have to come out with the same energy that we had at Game 7 and, you know, just leave it all out there and hopefully we can inspire them to up their game.
Right.
Hopefully they're pissed as hell on the flight home.
They should be. They should be. I mean, that's the one thing I really want to avoid. I mean, that was the bad thing. I want to go back to that again against Detroit. I mean, they really dodged a bullet there and I don't want them, you know, I can't remember the player on Nashville that said, after the first round was over, man, we're just happy to be here, you know, in the second round. You know who said we're happy to be here is Kyle Wellwood after the Detroit series. He said, we're happy to be here in the conference finals. And it struck me at the time that this is almost the same thing that the Nashville player said, and look what happened to them. And you have that feeling of complacency. I wouldn't say that the entire Sharks team has that as much as maybe Nashville would have had after winning the first round, But that kind of mentality is just a killer. That's just, there's no, I mean, if a lot of people on the team feel, whew, yeah, wow, that was great. Wow, we almost lost there. That would have really sucked. You know, good thing we're here. The next thing you know, you're down 2-0, 3-0, and the series is over. So, you know, I hope that the guys aren't, they're still as hungry as they were, because I'm not getting any of that hunger in the last
right.
two games.
No,
there's
not there.
None of that.
It's not there. Dude, what's uglier, tonight's effort by the Sharks or Arnold Schwarzenegger's baby mama pictures?
Ooh, that's a toss-up. I'm going to have to go with the Sharks, because I'm going to give the baby mama the benefit of the doubt, because that was like 14 years ago. So maybe she really let herself go in the last decade and a half. You know, maybe she just, you know, oh, switched to Pop-Tart diet or something. You know?
The Wellwood?
Yeah.
I'm just happy to be here.
I'm just happy to be here.
Double toasted.
That was just an ugly, ugly thing. You know, and the positive is there's so many things that the Sharks get to work on now. You know, number one would be, you know, stop taking dumb penalties. Number two would be start killing the penalties.
Which they were doing really well, actually.
Early in the game.
Early in the game and in game one, Vancouver just had nothing going, really. Mm-hmm. It was very encouraging.
But the funny thing is that the Sharks make great exits, which I really like to see. That's what you want to see. That's what a team has to do to be successful. They have to exit their own zone with a good possession of the puck. And the Sharks have been very successful in that. The problem is immediately as they're out of the zone, they do the wrong thing with it. And there's so many turnovers in the neutral zone. Not that Vancouver's doing a better job in that regard. They're turning the puck over as well. I mean, there's a lot of traffic in the neutral zone. But the thing is, you just got to make simpler plays. There's a lot of short passes, little chip area passes going on in the neutral zone. What's the neutral zone? It's, you know, 50 feet wide. You can't make three passes in the neutral zone. You got to make one pass, have somebody with speed, and have them chip it in and go get it.
That's what Vancouver's doing.
That's what
I mean, how
doing.
Many times do they clearly just go from blue line to blue line?
Mm-hmm.
One guy.
Right.
One guy takes it the whole way in.
That's right.
Untouched. Yeah.
You got to attack the zone with speed, and the Sharks are trying to make these nice little plays, and it's just not working out. Vancouver's too skilled for that.
Right. Right.
They're just too skilled for that. And their defense is too skilled. And this is a better defense than Detroit.
Right.
I mean, Detroit maybe have a slightly better top-end defenseman than Nicholas Lidstrom, and maybe you might want Brian Rafalski over everybody else. But then you start talking about Edler and Bieksa and Ham Hughes and all these guys. I mean, those guys are all better than the 3, 4, 5, and 6 defensemen of Detroit.
Bieksa is having...
A monster series.
Yeah. A guy who was sort of vilified for 2 years in a row of not playing well against Chicago. I mean, this guy has been a world beater in this series and has made the Sharks look real bad. And this was the guy they were talking about trading, remember?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Earlier in the year, he was the odd man out. And he's looking like a star right now. And... Well, dude, I don't know. I think we can kind of go over and over this. You know, maybe the other thing we should touch on is the fact that Jason Demers has been out of the lineup for game one and two with an undisclosed injury. There's been no reports on what it is, upper body, lower body, nothing to even speculate on. I mean,
and he's not even skating, which is a really bad sign. I mean, even Manny Mahotra's skating, and he's probably not even going to play.
Right.
Demers isn't even skating. That means they don't want people seeing what's wrong with them because it's probably that bad. Either that or it's something so bad he's not even able to skate at all. So I'd say at this point, the likelihood of Demers coming back in the series is well south of 50%.
Right.
If he didn't even skate yesterday, he's not skating today, I can't see him all of a sudden being back in the lineup. As much as I have been pretty disappointed in Huskins' effort, which... is partially due to just Huskins as a player, but he hasn't played since February, and you're going to put him in the conference finals against the best team in the NHL, and you're going to expect him to perform at a high level when, frankly, he's a number six defenseman anyway. I mean, that's a pretty high bar. I might have rolled the dice with Justin Braun myself, but you know, I think that experiment has maybe run its course, and I would seriously consider putting Braun in for Game 3.
I don't think they're going to do it. I just don't. I think McClellan's going to be stubborn here. I think he's going to stick with Huskins. And it'll be interesting to see what he does with that fourth line that he's really getting nothing out of other than penalty minutes.
Penalties are trash talking.
If that's not working, it's not working. They've tried to push Vancouver's buttons. It's not working. Our buttons are the ones that are like clearly being pushed.
Right.
So let's back off that strategy. Let's pull out Eager. You know, put in your favorite whipping boy, Jamie McGinn.
Right.
Or even let Andrew Desjardins have a crack at it here. At least that guy has...
Yeah.
He's got 100% motor.
Right.
You know, if you're going to play him for 3 minutes, he'll be so excited to be out there.
Yeah.
He's not going to give a half effort. I don't think McGinn would either.
No, not at all.
I've got a sneaky suspicion that McGinn is going to be in the lineup in game three. I think we've seen the end of Ben Eager. I think we've seen the last game of Ben Eager in a Sharks uniform, actually, to be honest. It's just an embarrassing performance tonight, dude. I mean, 4 penalties in a game where, I mean, I'd be curious to see, I mean, just to guess, I would guess that they scored on at least half.
Yeah.
If not all. And not the last one.
Not the last one.
But did they score on 3 out of 4 of his penalties?
They might have.
I mean, that's press box time.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You can't do that. That means they lost.
Somehow I'm more charitable to Ben Eager than you are for some reason. Because I appreciate I don't like the dumb penalties, but it seemed like he was actually trying to be engaged in the game.
There's no doubt about that. And I like Ben Eager as a player. I like the idea of Ben Eager. But when the refs are basically, you know, it's like the 3-legged race, like the ref is basically attached to Ben Eager, like waiting for him to screw up. Ben, we're watching you.
Right.
You looked at him funny. 2 minutes for looking funny.
Yeah.
You know?
2 minutes for talking.
Yeah, 2 minutes for talking. I don't like what you said. Yeah. If you're getting those kind of calls, like anything, every little thing, you can't play that guy.
That's true.
He's a marked man, dude. They're just looking for him to make a mistake. It's like Carcillo. It's the same kind of player.
Yeah, you're right.
You know,
Carcillo's marked.
Carcillo, anything he does. Now, you know who's figured that out? Steve Downey.
Oh, yeah.
He's figured it out. You know, he can still kind of walk that line, but he doesn't get those borderline calls against him anymore. He gets the benefit of the doubt. And this was the guy who like headbutted somebody.
Didn't he slash a ref or something?
This guy was a beyond trash. He was basically given away, right?
He was like,
by the Flyers.
He was like
given away.
Yeah, he was like ready to be institutionalized. I mean, he was like so out of control, Steve Downey.
And he's found his way to being a very
effective player.
Effective player. And I'm not saying Ben Eager's like Steve Downey. I do applaud the effort, dude. And the penalty at the end is a throwaway.
I mean, who cares? But you got to be smarter than that.
The other three, you got to be smarter than that. And it's not like it's just been this game.
Right.
He's done it before.
It's true.
Oh, dude. I hate, you know, what a downer. People are probably like falling off the treadmills and sobbing right now, or they've stopped running and they're uncontrollably rolling in the grass, you know, feeling terrible about themselves. Drive safely, please.
It's not over, please. It's not over.
We've seen Vancouver
just
totally blow it.
Just
melt.
Cough up games.
Just completely eat it.
They coughed up games against the Blackhawks. They coughed up games. They should have won against Nashville.
I think I said that they've blown 4 third period leads in the playoffs so far. They've blown 4. So
probably
maybe,
not as many as the Sharks.
Maybe it's time for them to have a little bit of trouble. And if you're going to the game on Friday or on Sunday, let's be as much of the problem as possible. Because the Vancouver fans at the end, when they're doing the wave, that pissed me off. This guy's got to piss off the guys too. They're so happy. They went out and had some fish and chips afterwards, and went for a swim in their beautifully clear lake or whatever the hell it is they do up there for fun.
Yeah,
I'm upset.
Yeah,
dude, are you mad?
I am mad too, and I want to see a better effort in the Sharks in Game 3, because that is the only thing that's going to save this series. If the Sharks come out and they pull this on again, off again situation in Game 3,
they'll get swept again.
Then they're going to get swept.
They'll get swept.
They're going to get swept again. Yeah, and it's going to be nasty. And it may not be quite as bad as the Sharks losing Game 7 to Detroit, but it's going to be real close if they end up losing this series. I mean, everybody's going to love to dust off the old Sharks choke job in the playoffs canard that we're also sick of at this point. And you know what? It's going to be hard to argue with it. I mean, because basically they would have just laid down. So let's not get that far ahead.
No.
There's plenty more of hockey to be played. You know, the tank's going to be rocking.
You got to believe that they're going to come out with a full 52-minute effort.
And they'll make the game interesting in the last eight.
On Friday. Yeah. They've come too far. And, you know, we know the Sharks respond best when it starts to get a little interesting like this. Mm-hmm. So we'll see, dude.
We'll see, dude. We'll be back again. I'm not sure when, but we'll talk to you all again soon. Thanks for everybody participating in the chat rooms and the away games. It's lots of fun. If you want to jump on, you could do that. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. And check us out. And we'll talk to you again very soon. Go Sharks.
Go Sharks.
Think the show sucks? Want to get your questions on the air? Email questions at dudesonhockey.com. Dudes on Hockey is not affiliated with the San Jose Sharks organization or the National Hockey League.